101.
And now the award for the most awkward moment on the Emmys telecast. The nominees are Will Ferrell's long walk out to the podium.
I'm sorry, the walk was so long. It's just endless.
Benicio del Toro mumbling while Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette looked on.
What was that?
I said new experiences just like Patricia said.
Oh.
And the on-running joke of Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen being guest commentators.
You know what? We're actually overprepared.
Also, is there a smoothie place around here?
Fred and Maya, everybody.
And the awkward Emmy goes to Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen for the on-running joke.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACB Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet
at 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A Senate committee postpones this week's confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in light of a sexual assault claim against the judge. Senator Dick Durbin says Republicans seem more concerned about protecting Kavanaugh than the truth.
Republicans have prejudged this and dismissed it as political.
California professor Christine Ford says she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh in high school. President Trump defending Kavanaugh, who denies the incident ever took place.
I just think he is at a level that we rarely see, not only in government, anywhere in life.
Kavanaugh and Ford have been invited to testify before Senate members next week. Wall Street brushing off trade concerns. The three major U.S. indexes closing higher today, the Dow rising 184, the NASDAQ up 60, with the S&P 15 points higher. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I fumbled. I had something ready to play, then I decided to play it after the break.
You muffed it?
I whiffed, buddy. I whiffed.
Fumbled, whiffed, muffed, whatever.
Yeah. So what we'll do is go to this, because I put this on Facebook and I'm getting some really funny reaction because this news is electrifying.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
And you can get the story on my Facebook page. How many times have we seen this happen? We've been told, oh, as my grandpa used to call it, my cholesterol levels are too high and I'm going to have a, yeah, all of this crap, right? And all these readings they get you when you go for your annual examination and everything else. Today, today, doctors say there's no evidence that high levels of bad cholesterol cause heart disease.
That's what everybody told me when I went on this, like, mostly meat diet. I ate a lot of eggs, ate a lot of bacon, ate a lot of steak. Oh, watch your cholesterol in a few years.
Yeah, well.
Oh, sure.
Now they're saying there is no connection, so you've been taking statins and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Probably wasting your time. So my suggestion on my Facebook post was, join us at Bomb Hours tonight. Have a bomb burger, some gooey fries, or a great steak, or the Rivalry Series wings, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. And here are some of the comments we've gotten back on this. Well, Bomb Hours has the best wings on the planet. They make me happy, says Brian.
They are awesome.
Let me like that comment, Brian. Thank you. Holly says, I love Bomb Hours Victory Grill. I eat there every time I come home to
visit. I think you should give her a love on that comment.
Oh. I'll give her
a give her a heart, yeah.
I don't want to be too aggressive. I don't want her showing up at a congressional hearing in 10 years when I'm nominated for the Supreme Court saying, he tried to love me on a Facebook post.
Well, then I'm going to get a lot of complaints.
Chrissy Buckner says, and the meds make you feel like you've been hit by a garbage truck.
Mm.
And Jeff Pasley, yes, that Jeff Pasley, says statins are not the answer to the problem, and the problem isn't actually cholesterol. He's a smart guy. And then Ella says statins can and do cause drug-induced lupus.
Good Lord.
So here's the deal. Now they're saying the cholesterol is irrelevant. So, look, if your doctor has diagnosed you with some type of heart disease that requires treatment and a special diet, I'm not saying stop. But once again, I really think, look at me, the life I've lived. I've treated my body like a sewer, and for extended periods of time, I have perfect liver function. You would think it would be as hard as a rock. It's fine.
But is it fatty? Is it a fatty liver?
No, it's not a fatty liver.
No? Wow, it's just like you're a medical marvel.
Grow up some bacon and onions, and you've got a real meal there, pal.
It should make you a superhero, put it in you in a movie.
Remember they had the liver people here one time, and I said, when my time comes, you're welcome to have mine to put on display.
I'd like to see that bad boy.
It's miracle liver.
You know how much this liver went through? Yet it doesn't even show it.
But, there are so many contradictory things out there, and I hope this isn't my doctor didn't mean to say shut up. I have to remind me to return that text. So anyway, this is electrifying news from the world of medicine, so I think you should react to this by joining us at Baumhauer's when we celebrate Rusty Aldrich and his wife's 35th wedding anniversary and have some wings or a steak or whatever, gooey fries. Because now they say it really doesn't matter. We'll call it cholesterol night at Baumhauer's. I just find it amazing that, if you've lived some life, you've heard all this before. They nearly put farmers out of business with their anti-egg propaganda. Oh, they're going to kill you with all that egg whites.
I ate 4 eggs scrambled this morning, and I ate 6 strips of bacon.
Do you see all those eggs?
How about that, Jack?
How about the
Yeah, I saw them. I saw them. You're doing it, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to kill Emily and Rich and Jay.
Everybody yeah.
With eggs.
It's working.
Now, all of a sudden, they're good for you.
I love it.
Just so when they come out and say, well, they shouldn't have this, tell them to screw off.
Eat what you want. Notice how it makes you feel.
And floss annually.
Now, I did fall off the wagon of my diet this past weekend, Craig. I ate, like, Little Debbie snacks and, like, French onion dip and chips, like, pumpkin spice donut holes. And I think I drank a whole gallon of milk in a night. And I did a lot. And my body was mad at me Monday. It was very mad at me Monday. So, yeah, I notice a difference now. You put something in that's terrible for you, I feel it the next day.
Well, here's the deal. I think anything in moderation is okay. Now, there's some things that I can't do in moderation, like alcohol, so I don't worry about that. And I really don't. I am not gluttonous about anything.
What about Mrs. Freshley's? Sweet goodness.
Every time I bought a package of Mrs. Freshley's, which, by the way...
This is true, actually.
Mr. Gale, we are, for some reason, no longer stocking in our vending machine downstairs. Can you fix that?
Yeah.
Why do we have to have moon pies in our... Who eats those besides Mardi Gras freaks?
If you're going to do pies, at least do, like, whoopie pies.
We want the chocolate cupcakes with the little white swizzle on the top.
Right.
With the cream filling... That we like to dig out with the tip of our tongue. That's
no,
what
that's
we want.
You. That's not. We don't do that together. And I don't do that ever. I just
no,
eat
but
the cake.
How many times have I bought a package of those and given you one?
Exactly.
Do I eat both?
No, you don't eat
do
both.
Do I put the other one away for later?
Yeah, but I see how you look at it.
Well.
You toss it away very quickly. Like, Joey, have the other one. Because I know you wouldn't stop. You would tongue out the second one if you didn't give it away.
By the way, I had...
You do that with Cadbury eggs, too.
I had a...
it's weird.
You know, I didn't even overdo those this year.
I was impressed.
I think after a full year of those, I was...
I was impressed. You had amazing self-control. Inspiring.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, yesterday... Towards the end of the show, I got a text from somebody who was looking for the backup generator that Mr. Electric offers.
Sure.
And they live a little bit out in the country. And she wanted to know if they went to. So I drove by Mr. Electric today to see the Magical Wendy. What's the kids thing? Has Wendy as a magical person with powers?
The kids thing?
Isn't there?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in December. I'm not a child anymore.
It's more recent to you. Wendy. Who's the Wendy in some kids that has...
Peter Pan, maybe?
Is that it?
I don't know. Anyway, Wendy. She's magical, and it's not even a fictional story.
I grew up in a Polish neighborhood. We watched Peter Pansky.
My mother's last maiden name was Skanecki.
Whatever. Yes, to answer the question, Mr. Electric, because here's the reason. She lives in an area where the power supply is interrupted frequently.
Sure.
And they're tired of it, and there's not much that the power company says they can do to fix it. When you have a Generac backup generator from Mr. Electric, if the power goes out for any reason, storm, whatever, it kicks right in and can power up to 2,500 square foot house. Great investment for your home. And against storms, I'm sure there are plenty of people in North Carolina right now who wish they had something like that to get them through this period of power outages and so forth. You never know, because that could happen here. It could happen here. So call them at 269-8886, 269-8886. Tell them you heard about it here. Say hello. Who was on the line?
Red Top was.
Red Top.
He probably, you know, had a customer or something. He does this all the time.
Well.
Where he calls up, oh, no, I got to work. Why don't you call us when you actually are free?
No, I just feel bad because Red Top's a good.
He's a good caller.
A good caller.
I'm just a little sore over the fact that he hung up.
Yes.
Because I like him.
Yeah, me too. I'm sore also. It's the.
Over the call?
No. That he dropped. Stop it! Stop manipulating me. All right, we got news, traffic, and weather in that order coming up here. And no roll call today because yesterday I was magnificent. We don't have time. We've been babbling away here for, it's almost a quarter after four.
Fine.
I'll play Dumb Ways to Die. How about that? That's funny.
That's funny. I like it. Thank you. Okay.
That'll be coming up.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Alabama Department of Corrections will be in court to argue why it should not be held in contempt for failing to meet staffing deadlines. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson set deadlines in May, June, and July for increasing mental health staff. Lawyers for the state say the new prison health care contractor has worked to meet those goals and has made substantial progress. September is Hunger Action Month. The Montgomery Area Food Bank is commemorating by doubling its mobile food pantry efforts today. A normal daily food pantry distributes between 5 and 7 tons of food. Today's pantry will distribute between 10 and 14 tons, feeding around 250 families. Senior citizens of Montgomery County were able to catch some fish with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's annual fishing rodeo was held this morning at the Montgomery County Ponds. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A fresh accident is going to be Troy Highway at Virginia Loop. Gun traffic backed up just a little bit there. There's also a little bit of slow stuff on Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85, including the ramps off of 85 northbound and on to 85 northbound there. Everything else looking really good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Ross Dress for Less. Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 on the Clinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, let's see. Listener Mike says, Casper the Friendly Ghost had a Wendy? I don't recall.
I'm just going to type in to the search bar, Magical Wendy.
Oh, and by the way, while the Democrats are so busy trumping up, no pun intended, this phony charge, how come they're not looking into the allegations against Keith Ellison by his ex-wife? Far more recent. instead of a 35-year-old fuzzy high school memory.
Apparently on Bob the Builder, Wendy had a magic birthday.
What?
That's one of the things that came up. I put in Magical Wendy. And on the kids' show, Bob the Builder, Wendy had a magic birthday.
You know, at times, you're almost as
incorrigible
as this guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Emily sounds so cheery.
Yay, fun.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours, if there are any, and then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow, and then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday, and then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. there are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fire to your hair, poke a stick at a grizzly bear, eat medicine that's out of date, use your private parts as piranha bait. What's this red button do?
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Dress up like a moose during hunting season. Disturb a nest of wasps for no good. Safe around trains, a message from Metro.
That's from Australia. We have some pretty cool stuff from Australia. Maybe we'll salute them for the rest of the hour. The Australian school system answering machine. There's some other good stuff too.
Yeah. I like the Aussies.
Yeah. Most of the time.
There's a big WWE Super Showdown Under. Yeah. No, they're doing a huge show. It's like a one-off show in Australia that's a big, big big show.
Oh, a big show.
No, huge, yeah.
When is this?
I think the beginning of October. This Sunday was hell in a cell.
I'm going kind of a day at a time.
Yeah.
After yesterday, now my plan is to live through tomorrow afternoon's show because Dana and Jacqueline are coming.
Oh, yes.
Delkin Tomlinson, and I can't wait to hear what they have to say about these accusations. All right, now Feinstein wants dozens of witnesses to testify against Kavanaugh. Who are they going to be? And then, I like this story. No, one's accuser's uncorroborated distant memory is not sufficient to derail a court nominee, especially when we're talking about teenagers. Because, again, I say, I'm waiting. Still waiting for the first call from a teenager at 272-9228. Not from a teen now. From someone who, you know, went through their teenhood completely unscathed by a stupid decision, possibly something illegal, whatever. You know, part of teenhood is learning boundaries. You know, and sometimes the only way you can know what you can't do is to try and do it and fail. Sometimes when you're not, and let's say you're dating somebody, make an advance, you think you're ready for that first physical contact, and maybe she isn't, and maybe she reacts. Okay, so you learn the hard way. It hurts, and you feel stupid because your judgment was off. I don't know who that is, but...
Tell him to shut up.
I'm busy. North Miami Beach? So anyway, this whole thing just continues to go on and become silly. Oh, Joe Biden says you have to presume that the essence of a woman's sexual accusations are real. Okay, so Joe, why aren't you on the horn with Keith Ellison, who's running for state attorney general for the state of Minnesota? His ex-wife says he abused her. Or is he a protected species? Not because he's a person of color, but of a certain religion, too. Those don't count? Sharia law there? I mean, what's the deal? And how about Anderson's pooper? Boy, he's all tickled pink because of the memes about him.
Oh, the memes?
Who was it that used that term?
I don't know.
Somebody's the memes. Because he was standing in a ditch pretending to... It was in flood water. Cooper used the fact-check segment to lie about Donald Trump Jr. after the president's son tweeted out a picture from the 2008 broadcast. And if you look, his camera crew is standing in water that's up to their ankles, but Anderson is out there in his waist. Why? He's 12 feet away from the camera. Floods don't work that way. You can't be 12 feet away from somebody and in water that's 6 feet deeper. He's in a ditch. Son of a ditch.
So what was his response? I saw that meme.
By the way, CNN's ratings have collapsed by 41% compared to the same time last year. Now, for whatever reason, I guess because Rachel Maddow is the chief mental health officer for wounded liberals. She's queen of talk this month. But when, you know, because they got to go somewhere. They got to go somewhere to hear what people... are saying what they want to hear. All right, Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi. Listen, Joe Biden said that the women should be believed.
He said the essence.
Well, the essence of whatever there. I'm not quite sure. I'm not real good with speech. But supposing I would fight fire with fire. I don't know if it sounds good or not, but how about if I said Feinstein warned tried to molest me about 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Would they take that to court?
No, because he's a Democrat. Like I said, protected species.
I mean, it's not... I mean, nothing like that ever happened or anything, but I just get sick of this stuff with them doing that to these people that are really, really good people.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't always judge a book by its cover. However, the... you know, you don't have to be a genius to look at Kavanaugh and say, this guy looks like he was, you know, right out of the straight mold.
I know. It's just a shame. Anyhow, I just wanted to express my opinion.
I'm glad you did. Would you like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot? We're having a drawing tomorrow, you know.
Oh, no, sir. I would never be able to make it down there.
Okay.
Thank you, anyway.
Appreciate the call. Call from anywhere. And no, we're not insulted. We understand.
No, we get it. We hit it.
We have the Australian newscast with the hiccups.
Sure.
And we have the Australian school answering machine, which is pretty good. So we could play that after this break. Is in our very abrupt and spontaneous salute to Australia here on the show. stay tuned for all the excitement. It is 4:31 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Protecting the comfort of you and your family is the job of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Protecting, you know, it could be, not that it's going to matter to you, but my electric bill is due. And I'd like to know, where is it? What is it? G2. That's the mailing address. Let's see where this sucker is. G2 paper slip. So where is my electric bill? It's the 18th. No, it's... Is it? No, it's the... Yeah, it's the 18th. I'd like to know. But a couple of months back, it was almost $500, which is way above what it was a year ago. So I called up Clark's. We're Clark's Club members. We recommend that for you, too. And said, we got a crazy electric bill. So there's two... I know it's not the pool, because we just had their new pool filtration system put in, and it's much more energy efficient. So I said, I think there may be something going on with the NC, mm-hmm. or the AC, rather. And Rick Clark came by and took out the filter and said, here's your problem. It was literally, like, muddy.
Oh, God, Greg. Muddy.
And when muddy it's like filter. That, when it's like that, it has to work that much harder, and therefore it runs up the bill. Got it all cleaned up and fixed up, and the bill the next month was $80 lower. And wow. As I recall, there were no major cold fronts coming through in July compared to June. So now I'm waiting to see how he did from mid-August to mid-September. Yeah, I'm not any more anxious to pay my bill than you are. I just want to know. I'd like to know before this commercial is over if I could, but I don't think I can make that happen. Clark's will help you save money. When you join their club, you're guaranteed rapid response, priority service if any heating, AC, or plumbing issue comes up. And you know how it works. Those things will always happen in the most inconvenient time, like when you're expecting company or you got a party planned or a holiday event. You need to know you got a team out there to get you back into the comfort zone quickly. Call them at 277-2125, two annual tune-ups, rapid response by the very best in the business, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing at Clark's. Visit clarkcomfort.com or call 277-2125 for more information. Alabama certification number 99005. And by the way, yes, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be our guest tomorrow. And yes, we are certainly going to be looking forward to getting their expertise on these accusations. It makes you wonder, too. And I've got a divorce story from this morning to go over with them. I'll see if I can find that during the next break.
Somebody called in, by the way. You said Democrats are treated as like an endangered species. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to correct you. They're actually an endangered feces.
I apologize.
That was his correct.
I misspoke.
Yeah, I told him I would deliver that message.
Is that what you usually say? Let's see how we're doing on the roads at 4:34.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A fresh accident is going to be Troy Highway at Virginia Loop. Gun traffic backed up just a little bit there. There's also a little bit of slow stuff on Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85, including the ramps off of 85 northbound and on to 85 northbound there. Everything else looking really good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Ross Dress for Less. Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 on the Clinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. September is Hunger Action Month. The Montgomery Area Food Bank is commemorating by doubling its mobile food pantry efforts today. A normal daily food pantry distributes between 5 and 7 tons of food. Today's pantry will distribute between 10 and 14 tons, feeding around 250 families. The Alabama Department of Corrections will be in court to argue why it should not be held in contempt for failing to meet staffing deadlines. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson set deadlines in May, June, and July for increasing mental health staff. Lawyers for the state say the new prison health care contractor has worked to meet those goals and has made substantial progress. Senior citizens in Montgomery County were able to catch some fish with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's annual fishing rodeo was held this morning at the Montgomery County Ponds. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours, if there are any, and then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow, and then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday, and then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It was a good day. Wall Street, Brad McDonald will explain why. Got Fox Business right now. And then, as we continue, our salute to Australia. For whatever reason, why did we start this? You remember?
I'm not sure.
Well, we're doing it anyway, because that's how this show runs.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, investors shrugging off the latest escalation of trade tensions between the U.S. and China to send the major averages higher, with tech and consumer-focused companies among the biggest gainers today, with the Dow closing up 185 points, NASDAQ up 60, S&P 500 up 16, and Tesla stock tumbling over 3% on reports that the electric automaker is under investigation by the Department of Justice over comments its CEO Elon Musk made about taking the company private. And speaking of electric vehicles, in launching battery-powered SUVs, the 2019 Audi e-tron making its global debut at a time when manufacturers are aggressively investing in electric cars and taking on Tesla. And Audi has partnered with Amazon Home Services to provide exclusive installation of digital home charging systems for e-tron owners. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Football Films presents Too Many Men on the Field. With all of the financial planning that goes into retirement, it should be a careful procedure. But not for longtime Buffalo Bill Vontae Davis. He just up and quit. Yes, Davis performed the first cornerback sneak in NFL history. He walked off the field at halftime and instantly got more free time. He didn't wait to go three and out. He just went out. Perhaps this cornerback wanted his Sundays back. And that is why Vontae Davis called an audible and threw a flag on himself for Too Many Men on the Field.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
But no, the liberals, we gotta have our government forms filled out in 80 different bunch of crap. But that's an old complaint, isn't it? I'm looking for something here that I thought was really important this morning, and now I'm having trouble finding it. By the way, we are doing another Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing tomorrow around 3:20, going into our first break. Anybody that calls between now and then is eligible, and that's a whole tray of the best wings on the planet and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, just for taking a few minutes to say hello to our motley group here. So feel free to try 272-9228. Somebody's going to win it tomorrow. Why not you?
The very trusty, consistent...
Yes.
Listener, loyal listener, Smokin' Otis.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that because we're celebrating Australia for no damn good reason today, we should play Norm's tribute to an Australian treasure, the Crocodile Hunter.
How could we forget that?
Right.
Shame on you.
No. Fine, I'll take it. I don't know. Fine.
Let's do that while I'm looking for this story that I can't find, because at least it's better than listening to me thumb through a pile of crap.
I wanted to talk about the Crocodile Hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think... I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The Crocodile Hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't give me that.
This You know, Bill, man, you had a chance when I said, guy, I go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
See, that was Jon Stewart's inner libtard engaging him. Do you see the story about, and this is what I don't understand about government and administrations in general. Project Veritas has exposed a democratic socialist actively resisting the Trump administration on our dime, working for the State Department. The video is the first installment in an undercover video investigation series Unmasking the Deep State and featured State Department employee Stuart Carafa explaining how he engages in socialist political activity while at work. I'm careful about it. I don't leave a paper trail. I leave emails. And like any press is the S word that comes up, I leave that until after 5:30. But as soon as 5:31 hits, got like my draft messages ready to send out. This guy's actively working against his boss, the Secretary of State, and ultimately President Trump. How does he still have a job? How come they can't vet these people? Or who's investigating them? I mean, can you imagine how fast the sound barrier would break? Let's say you're working, this is a music station.
Mm-hmm.
And Subversive Joey is sending copies of our playlist to a competing station so they know what we're playing and how often we're playing it and yada yada. You know, just
that would be betrayal.
It sure would. It would be treason. Radio treason.
Would I die?
Depends on how hard Rick threw you down the stairs.
Here, Rick, I brought my gun, not loaded, just pistol.
Yeah, pistol whip me. And this goes on. I'm sure that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Obama-appointed implants in all departments and branches of the government that are trying to undermine this president. And they need to be found and fired. You see the big whale that went up from the left when Trump... Aren't they trying to pass a bill in Congress that would give the president the power to fire underperforming employees? And, oh, no, we can't have that. Why not? See, this is all deep state. Laura Ingraham talked about that. I guess she worked for the Department of Education at one point. She said she walked down these corridors of these big, empty, cavernous buildings where nothing was going on. It was just a big government thing, an expense. And there are thousands of these, in many cases, six-figure and higher jobs. And I would bet anything there are hundreds, again, if not thousands of people who have positions that require them to show up, what, on payday? It's called patronage. That's how it worked in Chicago. I'm sure it still goes on there, but it did when Mayor Daley was mayor. He just happened to have some guys that were, you know, Democratic precinct captains that also happened to be building inspectors or what. They just never had to show up because he needed them to do the real work. But you see, Daley at least got stuff done. Taxes weren't ridiculous in Chicago then like they are now. So weird. I moved from Chicago to Miami in 1979. And when I made that move, my car insurance dropped. Any expenses related to where you're living, that kind of thing, dropped. When I moved back to Chicago in 1992, everything dropped again because Miami had become far more crime-ridden, thank you, Jimmy Carter, than Chicago. Now, today, no, that would not be the case. It'd either be about the same or higher in Chicago. But here's the thing. When I last lived in Chicago in 1992, the sales tax was a little over 6%, maybe 6.25%. And now it's higher than it is here. And they still don't have anywhere near enough money to pay for all the sanctuary services they're providing. The streets are falling apart. They've always been crappy, and due in part to the weather or substandard construction equipment. It's a joke. That story that I wanted to talk to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson about tomorrow. There, you know, divorce can happen for a lot of reasons, oh, yeah. But apparently the game Fortnite has become a common cause. Check this out. 4,665 divorce petitions.
Wow.
Citing addiction to that game as a part of the reason for divorce.
Wow.
Amazing. I want to thank Otis for that suggestion. That worked out very well for us. Appreciate it, buddy. Brad McDonald will join us next hour. It's a good day on the markets. Apparently, they're ignoring all the scare tactics. That's another thing, you know, the whole... Yesterday on Fox, for those of you who are interested or want to learn more, there was a story on Fox. There were two. It's all, I guess, about who you believe. But one said Trump is absolutely doing the right thing with China on these tariffs because they are taking us to the cleaners. Then there was somebody else who had a more timid approach saying, no, this is not good policy, yada, yada. Again, it depends on who you choose to believe. But I read the guy who was a Chinese-American, and his opinion. And he says, China's been screwing us for way too long. And we finally have a president who cares about stuff like that. It's like the whole NATO thing. Goes over there and says, why should we give you, like the Paris Accord, we should be giving the rest of the world $1 trillion when we are running one of the most sanitary countries on the planet? How is taking $1 trillion out of our treasury going to make the air cleaner in Hamburg? There's no answer for that. Not a good one, anyway. Anyway, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be with us tomorrow afternoon. And if you want to learn more about them as divorce attorneys, they represent men. They're advocates for guys going through a divorce. 819-4810, or the website is divorceformenalabama.com, and they'll be with us tomorrow.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's my Trump on buddy, Charles House. I heard you were at El Jalisco today, too.
Along with Michaela.
Michaela and Swami the Swami.
Mommy the Swami, yeah. Matter of fact, we sit right next to each other.
And what did you have over there today?
We did a taco special along with cold beer.
Yeah.
Now, Michaela didn't drink any beer.
Well, yeah, no, I'm sure about that. The the 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, that is a phenomenon. My accountant is the guy to turn me on to that, actually, Steve.
And this time, there was no to-go box.
Okay. Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Will you be trumping out with us tomorrow with Bob Emmers?
As always, my friend.
Grateful Trump for on. That. Trump on.
Trump on.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
You know, he was my first caller.
Yeah.
First caller all those years ago. You know, my standard then when I first started doing the show were the people that listened to Don Markwell. And I figured if I started hearing some of them call, that maybe they were going to accept me.
Right.
And I had heard Charles on Don's show many times. So when he called, I thought, I got a chance. It's 13 years later, and you haven't been able to get rid of me yet. 4:55, Fox News coming up. Brad McDonald, next hour on the economy. I'm going to post the story on the Project Veritas. This is amazing stuff. And what I'm frustrated about is how come there isn't a way for them to go in and find out who's trying to sabotage this administration and get rid of them? I mean, is it really that bad? We'll also check traffic at Rich's forecast. Eventually, it's going to cool down, but it's going to be a very, very slow process, apparently. If you would like to open your eyes and see with the HD vision you enjoyed and took for granted for so many years, it can happen if you're a candidate for LASIK. The recommendation I have is to visit onlinemep.com. That's the website for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. On the site, you'll see a video from Dr. Swan. I urge you to watch it because it will totally set you at ease with the LASIK procedure and how easy it is to experience and so forth. But there is one qualifier. Not all vision issues can be fixed by LASIK. So what you need to do is make an appointment at 272-2020, see the refractive surgery counselor, and they will diagnose your vision issue as to whether or not LASIK is an option. If it is, that's wonderful news. You don't have to make a decision that instant, but God, I would have had it done the next day. Unfortunately, my vision issue was not one that could be fixed with LASIK. So here I am, stuck with my readers, probably forever, unless they invent something new. But man, I would have it done. And if you need a little help, the cost on this procedure has come down over the years. It used to be in the early, late 80s rather, when they first introduced it, it was in the thousands. So only really rich people could afford it. Now the price has come down, so it's affordable for most. And if you need a little time to make the payments, there's care credit for qualified customers. 272-2020 or online MEP.com.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personality.